Hey everyone, this is DJ Sugar, and you are now listening to Sweet Juicy Talk. I hope everyone is having a fantastic day. I know I am, kind of. I mean, the weather is, it's starting to look like it's gonna rain. But that's okay, even though I don't like the rain, but we need it. And it's almost the weekend, and it's almost Thanksgiving, and it's almost the end of the semester, so there's a lot of things to look forward to. And as for the end of the semester, I mean, we have like 2 more weeks, I would say, and after that, it's just winter break, and you can just relax, and I get to relax and work and plan for my immersion trip, and I'm excited for that in January. But anyways, I have a juicy show for you today about celebrity gossip, fashion, food, beauty, and relationships, so you know, the usual. And I can't wait, and yes, yeah, so we should just get started. So let's see, the first celebrity gossip I found quite interesting was about Hope Solo. If you don't know who Hope Solo is, she's a soccer player for the Olympic soccer player, goalkeeper for the USA team. And she was supposed to have a wedding on Tuesday, November 13th. But that's not going to happen. Yeah. So, because apparently her fiance, NFL star Jeremy Stephens was arrested for allegedly assaulting her. Police responded to a disturbance call at a private home in Kirkland, Washington, after a wild party left several revealers injured. Upon investigating, officers arrested Stephens, who's 33 years old, on suspicion of fourth-degree assault. And he was discovered hiding upstairs in their home with dried blood on his shirt and signs of a fight around him. So Hope and Stephens were dating for 2 months and had applied for a marriage license last Thursday, November 8th, and had planned to wed on Tuesday. According to court documents, they argued over whether to live in Washington or Florida after tying the knot. Solo appeared in court on Tuesday but did not speak to reporters. Following Tuesday's court date, charges were dropped against Stephens, who was charged in 2003 for reckless driving and in 2007 for DUI. Explained Kirkland Police Lieutenant Mike Murray to KNG-TV, of the bizarre arrest, quote, if officers find that an assault may have taken place, then we have to make an arrest on who we determine is the primary aggressor. So yeah, I think that's, I mean, you wouldn't think that, especially if they were supposed to get married real soon. Like, obviously there's something wrong with, well, you can't really assume that maybe he did it, but it sounds like he did. Because it's not like Hope Solo was defending him or anything, so I'm guessing, you know, he did assault her, and definitely the marriage is messed up, and yeah. Well, hopefully that works out for the better. And for, I guess, better news is is about Channing Tatum. And I don't know if you've seen on, like, in the magazine stands that Channing Tatum is named People's Sexiest Man Alive. And I would have to agree that he is pretty sexy. And, I mean, he's the type of guy who looks he looks down to earth. Like, he doesn't look too out there or too, like, flamboyant about, like, his look. Like, I feel like he's very just humble in a way. And so we all know that Channing Tatum was the star in, like, Magic Mike. And I haven't seen it yet, but apparently I heard it's good. And so when he found out that he is People's Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive for 2012, he says, quote, "My first thought was, y'all are messing with me. I told Jenna," who is his wife, after 3 years, after we'd been in the bathtub washing our dogs because they had gotten skunked. She was like, "What?" People know how, and then she says, "People know him to be fun and sexy, but they don't know how emotionally and deep and spiritually open he is. He is such an open-hearted person. What you see is what you get." And so, I mean, I'm not really surprised. Like, he is, you know, he is good looking. And he has a good body as well. So. And so there's also talk of starting a family. But as for how big that family is, it says that might be up to his better half, to his wife. They say, "I'm ready." He says, "I'm ready. I think she's ready. The first number that pops into my head is 3, but I just want 1 to be healthy, and then we'll see where we go after that. It's really easy for us guys to say, I want like 15 kids. Jenna will be like, well, you better get another wife." I thought that was funny. And with no kids on the horizon just yet, the 195-pound Tatum is currently focused on Olympic training. And no, he won't be in the Olympics, but he will be playing an Olympic athlete on the big screen in 2013 Foxcatcher. "I like to be lean. If I get too bulky, I can't move well, and I like to move," he says. "When I'm not training, I get really round and soft." So, I don't know. I definitely think that, you know, they made a good choice of him being the sexiest man alive. Because I think it's, you know, just not like, you know, the look. I mean, yeah, it's the whole look of being, you know, sexy. But it's also like personality. Like, you know, it seems like he is a likable person. You know, he seems funny and, you know, really easygoing and down to earth. So, yeah, I would have to agree on this. On this vote of him as the sexiest man alive. I don't know how many times I have to say that, but yeah, he is. And the next one isn't too great. So Guy Fieri is, we all know that he's a chef and he has his own show and whatnot. But there was a review of his restaurant that he thought was ridiculous and went overboard. So Guy Fieri and his New York Times Square restaurant, Guy's American Kitchen and Bar, became the butt of many jokes online on Tuesday and Wednesday after the New York Times food critic Pete Wells penned an instantly quoted searing review. Defending himself and the restaurant to Today's Show on Thursday, November 15th, today, Fieri told Savannah Gerthy that Wells went too far in his review, in which he calls the food largely inedible, greasy, with a chaotic atmosphere and a staff which seems to realize this is not a real restaurant. And so Guy Fieri says, "I just thought it was ridiculous. I've read reviews. There's good and there's bad in the restaurant business. That one went overboard," he said of the piece in which Wells sniped, "Why is the kind of cooking you celebrate on television treated with so little respect at Guy's American Kitchen and Bar. Very charged that Wells came in with a different agenda. I've been in the restaurant business for 25 years. Do we do it perfect? No. Do we strive to do perfect? Yes, said said Guy Fieri, who has numerous other restaurants across the country before opening the Times Square location 2 months ago. Do I think I've fallen short? By no means. But do we make mistakes? Absolutely. People see me as a TV guy. I'm really a chef, he added. I don't know. Like, he also has a show called Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. And, like, I feel like his restaurants, they're not really made. They're not really, like, super fancy or, like, super organic type of, you know, restaurant or food that, you know, he cooks. It's very, like, I wouldn't even say, like, I guess greasy, but, like, it's more of, like, American food. Like, comfort food in a way. I mean, the critic, maybe he was, you know, coming in with, you know, different mindset of, like, oh, like, he was probably thinking he wanted something fancy or something more different. But I don't know. Like, I've never been to his restaurants before, but to me, like, I get the feeling that, you know, his food is just American comfort food, and the critic, I guess, maybe didn't. I don't know. I mean, everyone likes different food, and there's going to be, like, you know, good and bad critics, like he said, but maybe Guy Fieri just was just being overdramatic, whatever. And the last celebrity news I have is about Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber. And yeah, so I don't know if you've heard, but apparently they broke up. And I don't know if this is true or not, but I thought this was, you know, somewhat funny. So Selena Gomez spent the last day blocking her phone numbers and other communications devices so Justin Bieber cannot contact her. Sources familiar with the situation tells TMZ, Selena wants no contact with Justin. So whatever they tried hashing out during their sit down last Sunday didn't work. She has blocked her phone, which includes texting. For some reason, she's still following Justin on Twitter, but we're told she's blocked him on all forms of contact. And we've learned that the breakup absolutely, positively involved another woman. Though our sources didn't know which one. There's been speculation that it's a Victoria's Secret model. We don't know for sure if it's her, but we know it involves another woman. I don't know if I believe, like, Justin with, you know, there was another woman. And I don't really know the reason why they broke up. Like, I really want to know why, but both of them have been very, like, you know, not speaking about the situation. And I've also read that, you know, they're both doing well, like, they're both happy and they're not, like, you know, depressed about it. But yeah, so if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sweet Juicy Talk with me, DJ Sugar, here on radio.dominican.edu. I just wrapped up, you know, my usual celebrity gossip, like, just about Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber. Hope Solo was allegedly assaulted by her ex-fiance, I would say now. And yeah, so coming up, I have my usual beauty and makeup. What do I have? I have something about, what are the best drugstore lipsticks and glosses? And the 10 commandments of hair accessories. So don't miss out. You're listening to me with DJ Sugar here on radio.dominican.edu. Welcome back to Sweet Juicy Talk with me, DJ Sugar, here on radio.dominican.edu. So I found like this really inspirational quote, and I just thought I'd share it real quick because I liked it. It says, "Don't wait for the one moment in time that will change your life. Recognize that every moment counts. The quiet moments, the moments of boredom and solitude, the moments of struggle and hardship, the moments of sharing, the agonizing moments when we feel sad, angry, or upset, the moments of fear, exciting moments of discovery, the magical moments. Each moment in time is equally important. Don't wait for one thing, one person, or one event that will bring you happiness. Recognize that each moment brings change, evolution, and transformation. Every moment is a stepping stone towards the life you want to lead. The power to change and the evolve lives within you. The life you desire is happening right now. Cherish all moments. Embrace the beauty and importance of each one. The future starts right here, right now." And I thought that was really inspirational, especially when it says, don't wait for one thing, one person, or one event that will bring you happiness. I feel like, you know, for example, like in college right now, you know, people are waiting for, you know, graduation to be happy, or, you know, people are waiting for that one, you know, significant other for them to feel, you know, fulfilled or to be happy. And, you know, that's, you don't always need that, you know, like, you should be able to, you know, it's very cliche. You should be able to, like, you know, live now and to be, you know, in the now. And I think sometimes, you know, we just forget, you know, sometimes we just let, you know, some days pass by without realizing, like, you know, something good happened today, or, you know, did you do good today? So I think this is a good, like, you know, reminder for us, you know, for the busy life that we have. So to go back to, you know, sweet juicy talk, I'm going to be talking about what are the best drugstore lipsticks and glosses, just because we can't always afford the really, you know, nice lipsticks and the nice lip glosses. So, you know, you want to go to Target and you want to go to Rite Aid or CVS or Walgreens, because they do hold those, you know, just like kind of like L'Oreal, Maybelline, Rimmel, whatever it's called, and all those, you know, those products that we can afford. So the first one, well, the first inexpensive product, lipstick, or yeah, I would say it'd be a lipstick or a chapstick in a way, is Maybelline New York Baby Lips. It's $4 at Walgreens. And it's called Cherry Me. Yeah. I've tried baby lips before, but I've tried just the colorless one. Like, I've tried the blue one. And they work really well, and I like, you know, the packaging of it is cute. I've never tried this Cherry Me or any of the colored ones or the tinted ones. But my roommates use it, and they say they like it. And so I would, you know, I definitely, like, recommend this product. And it's only $4 at Walgreens. I remember I bought it around, like, $4 or $3 at Target. So I like that. The next one is Colorstay Liquid Lipstick by Revlon. It's $11. And Gucci Westman shades are always spot on, and they do a mean red. And it doesn't say what color it is, but it's, I would say it's like a Christmas red. And I've never tried this type of product before. I've never tried like a liquid lipstick, and to be honest, like, I don't really use lipstick a lot. I've only used it for special occasions, and I'm also scared for using red, because I feel like red is such a bold color, but at the same time it is classy. You just have to find a red that is, like, you know, that's a good color, it's a good shade for you. But yeah, it's only $11. I think, yeah, it's not super, super expensive. Like, I've seen worse. I think the reason why is just, I guess, because it's liquid lipstick, something different. The next one is by Neutrogena Moisture Shine Gloss. So it's a lip gloss. It's $8. And you would use this moisture shine gloss if you're looking just for, like, a natural hue or a natural color. It doesn't seem too bold either, so I think I should try that. Actually, it kind of looks like it's for, like, my taste in a way, because since it says it's for, like, a natural color or hue, yeah, I'm not too, like, ready for bold colors yet. The next one is by CoverGirl Lip Perfection Lip Color in Flame. And this one is kind of a red-orange color with no shimmer. And it's $7 at Wegmans. So I'm not quite familiar with Wegmans. I don't know if it's a store or it's, like, an online store, like, for inexpensive makeup. But, yeah, it looks legit. Looks cool. And the packaging is nice, too. And the last one, is there a last one? No, yeah, that was the last one. So yeah, those are, I guess, the inexpensive lip gloss and lipsticks. And I would definitely have to approve at least most of them. Yeah, I think it's just I'm scared to use the liquid lipstick. But other than that, I think the pricing was good. It wasn't too expensive at all. Just because, like, I've seen, I've gone to Sephora and I've browsed through, like, the lipsticks and the lip glosses. And a lot of them are very expensive. Like, for example, like, a lip gloss for maybe, I don't even know what brand, but there's lip glosses that were, like, $18. And it's just, like, you know, like, no, I'm not spending $18 on lip gloss. Where you can go to, like Target or Rite Aid and find at least something similar to it. So yeah. And if you're just tuning in, I just wrapped up talking about like drugstore lipsticks and lip glosses and whatnot. And the next thing I want to talk about is the 10 commandments of hair accessories. And hair accessories have been quite popular. I think lately, the hair accessory that is in is like, what have I seen that's in? It's like this huge headband, or it's kind of like a head warmer in a way, but that's all I've seen that's been in. So the first one is headbands. But the thing about headbands is you don't want to look juvenile about it. So what you want to do with a headband is wear them with a messy bun, which makes you look more like an adult. Just because, like, you know, when you wear headbands, people tend to, like, wear it, like, super, like, kid-like or super juvenile. And it's just, like, no. So what you want to do is, you know, just make it a little messy, you know, don't make it too, like, clean looking, because I remember I used to wear headbands when I was in elementary school, and, you know, you want to look neat and whatnot, but as an adult, like, you know, like, it looks better, you know, messy, but I wouldn't, like, recommend it, like, super, super messy. The next one is switching to barrettes. When you want to pull your hair back quickly, use a wide tortoise barrette. It looks classier and more expensive than an elastic. To ensure a tight hold, thoroughly tease the underside of the hair before gathering it into ponytail and snapping the barrette as close to the nape as possible. I've worn barrettes when I was a kid, but I've never worn, like, this big of a barrette, because the barrette they're talking about is very large, like very rectangle like and you only wear barrettes when you have long hair. It doesn't really work with short hair, so it wouldn't work for my hair. And it does look nice, like, you know, it just depends, like, how you use it. But like they said, like, you just want to put it in a ponytail and then just kind of, like, tease the underside of the hair before, like, clipping it on. And it is the top of the hour, so I have quick news for you. So San Francisco Giants Buster Posey was voted National League MVP after returning from a devastating leg injury and becoming the first catcher in 7 years to win the league's batting title. So Posey received 27 of 32 first place votes and 422 points from the Baseball Winners Association of America, outdistancing 2011 winner Ryan Bruin of Milwaukee, who was second with 285 points. Pittsburgh outfielder Andrew McCutchen, who had 245 points, was third, followed by St. Louis catcher Yadier Molina, who got 241 points. The AL MVP was to be announced later Thursday. The Posey set career highs with the 336 average, 24 homers, and 103 RBIs for the World Series champion Giants. His 2011 season was cut shortly by a collision with the Marlins' Scott Cousins on May 25th that resulted in a fractured bone in Posey's lower left leg and three torn ankle ligaments. Posey, the fifth overall pick in the 2008 amateur draft, won the NL batting title after teammate Melky Cabrera requested a rules change that disqualified him. Cabrera, who hit 346, missed the final 45 games of the regular season while serving a suspension for a positive testosterone test and would have won the batting crown if the rule hadn't been changed. Lombardi, who had the previous catcher to capture the NL batting championship in 1942. Catchers have won the NL MVP just 8 times, with Posey joining Gabby Harnett 1935, Lombardi 1938, Roy Campanella 1951, 1953, and 1955, and Johnny Bench 1970 and 1972. The other winning catchers were Lombardi in 1938 and Gabby Hartnett in 1935. And so Posey is the first Giants player to win since Barry Bonds was voted his record 7th MVP award in 2004. So congrats to Buster Posey. I think that Buster Posey is definitely good looking, and he's a good player. Definitely, like, he worked super hard and definitely, like, you know, helped carry the Giants to win the World Series this year. So that's good for him. So back to the 2 commandments of hair accessories. The next one is crown with jewels. So brooches, pins, or earrings can be gorgeous with braids and chignons. So you want to place them the base of a bun or above one ear to hold shorter layers. So an expert tip is to secure them by tying on floral wire and looping that through hair. I don't quite understand that, but I know you're supposed to put it like in the back of your bun or to hold, like, you know, layers of hair on the side. Kind of like it kind of acts like a bobby pin in a way. The next one is try a high, tight, totally badass ponytail. So a piece of black plastic and tons of shine serum give a high ponytail a naughty and cool dormitrix vibe. So at Jason Wu, Gilbert flat ironed the hair and slicked on Crass to say resistance fibre architect, which is like the product they used, before wrapping black bondage tape from a Paris shop around high ponytail. So you want the hair stick straight and supported away from the head. That swingy swishy movement is so sexy. So yeah, like basically it definitely has like that sexy like vibe to it. So I mean, what if that was me, like what I would do is just like straighten your hair out, put that product on, and then just wrap it with that black plastic thing, whatever you want to use. The next one is balance sweet hair with tough makeup. So give girly hair accessories an edge by wearing jet black eyeliner with a smudgy Kohl pencil, which gives you the intense color but not a full-on goth look. And what you can do is, you know, just make that girly hair accessory simple and just make your makeup more edgy look, so it balances out. The next one is It's okay to be a little dirty. So second day hair holds barrettes and clips better than freshly washed hair. But if grime just isn't your thing, a spritz of dry shampoo like Oribe Dry Texturizing Spray gives clean hair grip. Interesting. But that's the thing. Like, I shower every day, so I don't know. I feel weird, like, spraying with something that is supposed to, you know, make your hair, like, have better grip with like, barrettes and, like, hair ties and whatnot. Next one is long hair isn't a requirement. Forget for a moment that headbands and barrettes are tools that keep hair off your face. Sometimes they are just great for creating a new style when you can't manipulate the actual hair. Case in point is to look like Carrie Mulligan's dressed up pixie in The Great Gatsby. It's the new movie. So basically just make your hair look like a pixie cut. But that's the thing. Like, not every girl can pull off the pixie haircut. And it doesn't look good on everyone. So, or you can just cut your hair like an A-line or a bob in a way. Because when I cut my hair, I had super long hair. And when I cut it, it was kind of like a bob haircut. Like, it was short in the back, but, like, kind of, like, a little longer towards the front. So it's kind of like an A-line bob. The next one is don't wear one bobby pin, wear five. So, like, just like a stack of bangles, multiple bobby pins catch the eye without trying too hard. Use them to pull short layers off the face or to add structure for a messy bun. And that's true. Like, bobby pins definitely help a lot, and ever since, like, I've had short hair, I've used them a lot just to keep hair out of, like, you know, my face, or just keep it all up in a way. Like, for example, when I put my hair up in a ponytail or, like, in a braid or something, there's always, like, loose hairs, and you don't like those loose, and I don't like those loose hairs, so, like, I'll just, like, you know, use bobby pins to secure it up. Next one is you can wear ribbons as long as they're gross grain or silky and floppy. Stiffy or wiry ones look cheap no matter how well they're styled. So you can wear it, like, you can use skinny ribbons into braids or finish an updo with a wide sash worn as a headband. So it's actually funny. This brings me back to, like, high school, because I used to wear ribbons, like, when I had my hair up in a ponytail, I would wear ribbons in, because apparently ribbons were in at my school, and I went to, like, a really, like, I went to an all-girls, like, private school, so a lot of the girls there were preppy, so, you know, you would see the girls, you know, with their braids, or with, you know, their hair in a ponytail or bun, and you would see it, you know, with a ribbon, and I was just like, oh, that's cool, so, like, I did the same, too. And you would match it, like, with, a lot of the girls wore or used, like, white ribbons or, like, hot pink ribbons and stuff. Yeah. Next one is tiaras not cool. So tiaras carry way too many references, both high and low, to be fresh and original. So, yeah, tiaras is a no-no. I feel like the only time you should wear a tiara just for, like, fun is, like, your birthday in a way. But other than that, no. And so that's the end of the 10 Commandments of Hair Accessories. I've actually learned a lot of, you know, good stuff. So I will take a quick break. But when we come back, I'll be talking about 6 essential flat belly foods, which is definitely what I need, because I need a flat belly. So don't miss it. And I'll be back. We'll be right back.
Burn it all down in a fire to the room. Can I light up in the sound of the speaker? When it sucks, drink tequila on the rocks till you make your body pop. Steam the speaker.
Welcome back to Sweet Juicy Talk with me, DJ Sugar, here on radio.dominican.edu. So, we all want a flat belly. I know I want a flat belly. I haven't been keeping up with my workout. I guess this is an excuse. I don't really have time because I'm busy, blah, blah, blah. I was kind of good, you know, going to the gym, like, during the beginning of the semester, but after that, I kind of got lazy, or, you know, yeah. I don't have an excuse. But we all want, you know, a flat belly, and these foods, you know, are six essential flat belly foods, you know, that will help you. So, the first one is full fat cheese. So this dairy product is an excellent source of casein, protein, one of the best muscle building nutrients you can eat. What's more, Danish researchers found that even when men ate 10 ounces of full-fat cheese daily for 3 weeks, their LDL bad cholesterol didn't budge. That's pretty interesting, but yeah. I've never actually heard of this cheese before, because all the cheese I eat are just kind of like cheddar and the American cheese and whatnot. Yeah, I think that's interesting, cheese, because I feel like it's dairy and it has like that fat in it, but that's interesting. Next one is pork chops. Per gram of protein, pork chops contain almost 5 times the selenium, an essential mineral that linked to a lower risk of prostate cancer, of beef, and twice that of chicken. And Purdue researchers found that a 6-ounce serving daily helped people preserve their muscle while losing weight. It's actually surprising too. I wouldn't think pork chops is like a flat belly food. I thought it was just very like fatty and whatnot. I guess it's also like how you cook it. Because I remember my mom would always like cook it. Like she would just deep fry it, or I guess put it in the oven, something like that. But at the same time, I'm not a huge fan of pork chops. I don't really like to eat pork except for bacon, because bacon is bomb. Sounds really good right now too. Next one is iced coffee. Oh my god, I love iced coffee. So coffee reduces your appetite. That is true. Like, that's a fact. Increases your metabolism and gives you a shot of antioxidants. A study published in the journal Physiology and Behavior found that the average metabolic rate of people who drink caffeinated coffee is 16% higher than that of those who drink decaf. Caffeine stimulates your central nervous system by increasing your heart rate and breathing. Honestly, could there be a more perfect beverage? Plus, frequent mini servings of caffeine keep you awake, alert, and focused for longer than a single jumbo one would, according to sleep experts. When you drink quickly a large coffee, the caffeine peaks in your bloodstream much sooner than if you spread it out over time. Start your day with an 8-ounce coffee. The shot size is available by request at Starbucks. Or, ask for a large half calf, then keeping the caffeine lightly flowing with a lunchtime cappuccino. It's only 75 milligrams, which is about 1/4 of what you get in a 16-ounce coffee. And I was actually surprised. I drink coffee a lot. I don't drink iced coffee every day, but I do drink either, like, you know, hot coffee or iced coffee when I can. I only get it though at Starbucks. Maybe I guess that's a different thing, because I don't get iced coffee per se. I get like white mocha or just mocha. So I would say it makes a difference. The next one is grapefruit. In a recent study, Louisiana State University scientists discovered that people who ate half a grapefruit 3 times a day lost 4 pounds in 12 weeks, even though they hadn't deliberately altered any part of their diets. Although the mechanism isn't clear, the researchers speculate that grapefruit acidity may slow your rate of digestion, helping keep you full longer. I've tasted grapefruit and it's very bitter and I don't like the taste of it. I don't know how some people can just eat it like plain, like an orange. It looks like an orange, but it's more red, blood red looking, and it's bitter. But that's interesting. Next is an apple. Turns out an apple a day may also keep the extra weight away. Penn State researchers discovered that people who ate a large apple 15 minutes before lunch took 187 fewer calories during lunch than those who didn't snack beforehand. The apples had around 128 calories. What's more, they reported feeling fuller afterward too. Sure, the fruit is loaded with belly-filling fiber, but there's another reason apples help you feel full. They require lots of chewing, which may make you think you're chewing more than you really are. And that's true. Like, actually, like, apples do make me full, but at the same time, it makes me like, it makes my ears itch and my mouth itch just because of the, I don't know what's in it that makes, it's not an allergic reaction, but it just, it's, there's something about like certain fruits that, you know, that does that. And the last one is eggs. Skip the cold cereal. Eating eggs and bacon in the morning can help you control your hunger later in the day. Indiana University scientists determined that dieters who consumed their biggest dose of daily protein at breakfast felt full longer than those who ate more of the nutrient at lunch or dinner. The upshot, they were less likely to overeat the rest of the day. To fend off hunger, shoot for at least 20 to 30 grams of protein at breakfast. So I've cooked a couple, you know, breakfasts, you know, with eggs and like some sausage in the morning. And it actually does help you, like, it helps you, like, not, it doesn't make you hungry, like, during lunch. For me, like, dinner, because I think dinner is, like, the best ever. But, because I've noticed, like, you know, I've had cereal in the morning and I get hungry, like, you know, 3 hours later. But when I have, like, eggs and, like, sausage and whatever, it definitely keeps me full for quite a while. So it helps a lot. So that's it with the six essential flat belly foods. Definitely, like, I'll be eating, you know, more eggs. I wouldn't say apples. Maybe more pork chops. Definitely not grapefruit. And let's see what else was there. Iced coffee for sure. For sure. But yeah. So I'm just going to move straight into relationship and dating just because I always like never finish it. So let's see. I found an article that was interesting. 12 ways to piss a girl off. And let's see if I agree with any of them. So like, you know, guys will always push your buttons, and sometimes they'll know that'll piss you off, or they don't know. So this is the first girl. She says, Michelle says, calling me while I'm in the same room to make him a sandwich. I don't quite get it. Calling me while I'm in the same room, like on the phone or something. But yeah, that would bother me. The next one is from KK Silly Beans. She says, quote, ask if she's PMSing. I think sometimes that does piss me off just because, like, a guy should know. Or, like, if I were to be in a relationship, like, I feel like the guy should know, like, okay, yeah, she is PMSing and stuff. Because, like, you'd already get annoyed, like, if he asks you, like, oh, are you, like, on your period? Next one is from Sarah V. She says, telling me how hot you think my sister is. Yeah, that can kind of get a bit annoying, or, like, that would kind of, like, tick me off. It wouldn't, like, make me super mad. It's kind of just like, well, you know, if you think my sister's hot, then, you know, why don't you just date her? That type of thing. Next one is from Sierra. She says, updating your Facebook status to say you're in a new relationship, but not telling the girl you're still with. Yeah, that's definitely would piss me off. Next is from Tia. She says, looking at your phone when she's talking to you. Yeah. That sometimes, like, annoys me. But then again, like, if you do it to him and he doesn't get bothered by it, it's kind of just like, why should I get mad if, you know, you do it to him? But I mean, like, if you're talking, you know, doing serious talk, then yeah, that would definitely piss me off. Next one is making her pump gas in the rain. Ugh, that. I think that one should just would make me really mad. Unless, like, you offered, like, oh, I'll just pump the gas. But, like, the guy should always pump the gas in the rain. Like, and, like, just let the girl, like, sit in the car and be dry. Like, ugh, that's annoying. Next one is replying okay after a long text conversation. I think that goes for anybody, but from a guy, yeah. Like, that would be super annoying. Like, you text them, like, this, like, whatever, like, you guys are arguing or you're telling him something in a super long text and all he says is okay. Or, like, hey, like, really? Okay, then, like, I'm done talking to you. Like, that's just no. The next one is make plans with her and then invite a male friend to join. I would get annoyed. I mean, unless, like, the guy is a really good friend, but it'd just be awkward if it was just, like, you two and his friend. It's just kind of, like, that ruined the moment. Next one is answering yes to the question, does this make me look fat? I don't think I would get mad. I guess it depends on, like, any girl. Like, if you want him to be honest, then you shouldn't get all mad if that makes you look fat. Or maybe the guy could be like, yeah, but, like, babe, you can do this or that. Like, you know, whatever. Like, you know, just, I don't know. That's a tough one. Next one is telling her to stop being crazy or lay off the drama when she says how she feels. Yeah. A guy shouldn't, like, say that, like, stop being crazy or, you know, you're being a drama queen, whatever. If she's just telling you or explaining to you how she feels. Like, sometimes girls need to vent and, you know, she just wants the guy to listen and not, like, say, like, you're being crazy or whatever. Like, that would piss me, like, way. Next one is leaving dirty just dishes laying everywhere. Yeah, that would get annoying. I would want him to, like, clean up the dishes too, not just me. And the last one is sending mass text for booty calls. Like, really? I mean, I can understand, like, if the guy is single or, like, or maybe if a guy you like, but he's just sending, like, texts to so many girls for booty calls. It's just kind of just like, well, never mind. Like, I'm not interested in you anymore. So a lot of this stuff would, you know, piss me off in a way. But then again, like, I'm an easygoing person. You know, it's I'm chill, whatever. But then I do have, like, you know, my moody days. So, yeah. So it's the end of my show. I also have another one, I think my last show, not next week, but the week after that, so in 2 weeks. I think that'll be last for this semester. And maybe, yeah. Hopefully, I will be able to do another radio show spring semester before I graduate. But yeah, I hope everyone has a wonderful day and a good weekend. And just listen to me next Thursday here on radio.dominican.edu 435:30. So thanks for listening.